This is Colonel Dan Dare of Anastasia calling any Earth relay. Come in, please. Any Earth relay or vessel, respond. This is Anastasia. Can anyone respond?
How long are you going to keep that up?
We have to keep trying, Digby.
I don't see we have to do anything, Professor, other than go home. Been out here long enough.
We're all keen to get back to Earth, but they'll want us in quarantine before we're allowed back on the ground.
I thought you said we were free of the Mekon's bloody virus.
They'll still want to be sure.
More tests, more blather. They'll keep us locked up for weeks.
I'm sure it won't take long. And then, oh, I can't wait to feel clean. Breathe real air. Go for a walk. Climb a hill.
Don't spoil it. I'd settle for a pint.
Now you're talking.
I'm getting nothing in response from the ISF or anything on Earth. There's nothing from Mercury either. We could try Venus, but that means changing course.
No offence to Sondar, but I'd rather get home.
Not receiving anything suggests the problem is here with our systems.
I've been over every last port.
When we teleported over, the signal could have shorted something out.
I can't even pick up a 4D TV signal. There must be something out there.
Or a reason Earth has gone silent.
It's not cup final for another month.
Well, only one way to find out.
Dan Dare, Reign of the Robots. Dramatized for radio by Simon Guerrier.
Earth in view. Still no response.
Hang on a sec, what's that?
At last, a signal. But from a satellite in Earth orbit, beaming down to the surface. But we're out of sync.
What do you mean?
Look, the satellite thinks it's 0934. Anastasia thinks it's 1558.
Could just be a time difference, if they don't use Zulu time.
The minutes would still be the same, even if the hour was different. Any ideas, Professor?
Garlock mentioned problems they'd had with teleport.
Oh, here we go.
He said there's a risk of time dilation.
You mean we've lost time? If that satellite is right, it took us half a day to beam across.
Digby, can you load the raw data backup?
Now you really are worrying me.
What are you looking for?
I'll know when I see it. Look, there's a gap here. We stopped recording data, then started up again.
Let me see.
The lines before the loss. A spike in CPU usage and processing, beyond the available memory.
The ship wouldn't have liked that.
What do you think happened?
Extracting the virus from our teleport signal was harder than we thought, but the systems here were smart.
Of course they were.
How smart?
They prioritized getting us over here safely, however long it took.
So other non-essential systems, like the clock, were shut down. And when it started up again, it carried on where it left off as if no time had passed.
Well, it's only half a day.
That's the thing. The satellite signal gives a time, but not a date. We don't know how many days we might have lost.
Days, plural.
It could even be weeks. We don't know.
Warning. Re-entry.
We're re-entering Earth's atmosphere. You better put your belts on.
Seats in re-entry mode.
I have to bring it down on manual. There's no control beam to lock onto.
And no sign of any other spacecraft. Good job we haven't had lunch.
Coming through the cloud now.
Cloud bank clear.
But that's...
London.
Ground level, 5,000 meters.
We're home, at last.
You've missed New Duxford by miles. Head north.
And quickly or they'll shoot us down.
Yeah, this is a no-fly zone.
And yet no alarms, no strike beams. No jets scrambled to intercept.
You want them to shoot us?
It would mean someone was down there.
Manual controls engaged.
You're going to land in central London?
No one seems eager to stop me.
Warning. Ground level, 2,000 meters.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get a parking ticket. The Met U set a course.
There's no one here. Nothing. Hello?
They can't have cut this grass in weeks.
Not even birds in the air. Is that a message?
No, my watch. Syncing with local time from Big Ben up there.
We might have a problem.
What are you... Oh!
That's not a dog. It's a wolf.
And it looks hungry.
Everyone keep still. If it's got any sense...
Apparently not.
Run!
We'll never outrun it!
Digby, you killed it!
Had to, poor brute.
You think there are more of them?
Keep your eyes open.
This can't be right.
What is it?
My watch has finished sinking. It says it's the 24th of June.
Then we lost 3 months.
It says it's 2045.
10 years late?
We can't have lost 10 years.
What the hell has happened to everyone?
Is this really the time for a tour of the Palace of Westminster?
Parliament keeps records. Whatever the catastrophe, someone will have written things down.
Maybe on computers, which probably won't work anymore.
That's the spirit, Digby.
This is the central lobby. Commons is that way, Lords through there. I had a tour here once.
Doesn't sound much fun, having to sit through the posh knobs jeering at one another from their padded benches.
Digby.
You know I'm right. Bunch of jumped-up public schoolboys.
I was at school with people who went into politics.
Like I said.
Oh, some of them were good sorts.
What is it?
I thought I heard...
That's not a wolf. It might be security.
Let me do the talking. Old school tie and all that.
A robot?
You must have outsourced security.
Specimens will identify.
Specimens?
I'm Colonel Dan Dare of the ISF. This is Professor Jocelyn Peabody and Lieutenant Albert Digby.
You think we should bow?
Specimens will surrender or die.
We best do as it says. Take us to your leader.
Specimens will follow.
After you, sir.
That's awfully kind. You said this leads to the House of Lords?
That's right. It's... Oh, God.
Robot, did you kill these people?
Specimens will surrender or die.
Poor bloody wretches.
This isn't security.
So what is it? An invasion?
Then what happened to the people of Earth? They can't have killed everyone.
Specimens will follow.
I'm not going anywhere until you give me some answers.
Specimens resisting. Specimens must die.
You've always got to push it.
Get down, both of you. Bugger, the armor's too strong.
Run!
Specimens must die.
Get out of here, both of you.
Specimens must die.
Yeah, the neck, where there's a gap in the armor.
That's what I was aiming for.
Specimens must die.
Good shot, Professor.
Still coming.
It's only a reflexive response.
Peabody, come back.
I want a better look at this thing. If the Earth has been invaded...
Bloody hell, there's hundreds of them.
Let's get out of here, Peabody. Your investigation will have to wait. The state of those bodies. This must have been going on for years.
Where did these robots come from? Who do they belong to?
There was talk about the Americans developing androids for space work, mining asteroids.
Questions can wait. Right now, we need to get to the ship.
But that's across Parliament Square, which would leave us out in the open. And there are dozens of those things now.
Any ideas?
Not getting shot.
The robots are moving around the side of the palace. They're going to outflank us.
They're smart. Thinking strategically.
A little knowledge can be a dangerous thing.
What are you doing? We need that gun.
That's the point. If I can get into the settings... Right. My gun will now fire at regular intervals, so we leave it here while we run for it.
But the moment we're out in the open...
They'll have to make a choice, us or the gun. And if we don't shoot at them while we run...
They'll prioritise the gun.
You reckon?
Hey, you can stay here if you like.
No, I'll follow you, idiots. If you'd only done as the robot had said.
Never been good at taking orders from a robot. Peabody, when you're ready.
Right.
Let's go.
Is it working?
Don't look back. Keep going.
That didn't sound good.
I think that was it for my gun.
Almost there. Good thing we kept the door open.
Get it closed. Start the engines.
Let me get my breath.
Perhaps we shouldn't have left the doors open.
What?
Specimens will surrender or die.
Smarter than we thought.
They're not. Whoever programmed them is.
This time, we surrender, right?
The robots. They're all lining up.
That's one hell of a firing squad.
It's a welcome for some VIP, more like. Had a guess, whoever's in that air car.
Finally, we'll find out who's behind this.
All units, salute the Supreme Leader.
Oh, no.
Of course.
Not the bloody Mekon.
It's him, all right. Now it all makes sense.
Dan Dare. You are meant to be dead.
Sorry to disappoint.
You have not. Welcome back to my planet Earth.
What do you reckon?
We're somewhere over Germany. But the damage they've done.
London must have been preserved for some reason.
London was saved in honor of you, Dare. My new regime owes its very existence to you.
This was a cruel revenge.
More than revenge. Much more. You forced me out to the edge of the solar system. I found help out there. An ally who designed a new class of self-replicating robots for me.
And in that belt of rocks, you'd have all the raw material that you'd need.
To make an army. How very perceptive of you, Professor. Within weeks, I had 1 million robots. I no longer needed to hide in the shadows. Now. See, my great kingdom. We approach one of the population centers.
Then there are people here.
Why destroy a whole species? Humans have a striking ability to adapt to new conditions. Understanding that is the purpose of our research.
You're experimenting on people.
There is much to learn. The variety of your environment. Your own scientists classified 9 distinct biomes on Earth. Your species adapts to each one. Take us lower. We relocated people from the cities into population centers such as this. A more efficient system of habitation than your random sprawl.
There must be tens of thousands in this complex.
And hundreds of robots, too.
Look, they're making them cart great rocks around. They're slaves.
And it's so cold here.
This is an emerald biome, with winter freezing. Even in these conditions, a statistically significant proportion of you survive.
You're making people freeze to death.
For science.
But what are you actually studying? There are more efficient ways to measure human endurance.
Mine is a grand scheme of study. As I said, this is your doing, Dare. You, humans, defeated me. So I must understand your power.
It makes a kind of sense.
What?
It's twisted, but I understand. A systematic study of man. I'd like to see the results.
There. She adapts to the new conditions.
Prof, you're not cozying up to old Greenbones.
We have to fight back.
He's already conquered us. Look.
That man down there on his knees. He has reached his limit, but I am not without mercy. My robots will dispatch him swiftly.
No.
Wait. He's wearing the remains of an ISF uniform.
Is that specimen known to you?
I can't tell from up here.
You wish to speak to him, to say goodbye.
You wouldn't understand.
I have studied your cultural norms and systems of value, and I know you will better accept the conquest of your species hearing it from one of your own. Take us down. Robot, have that specimen stabbed.
Specimen will stand.
You may speak to him, Dare. Ask him what you will. Learn what the Necon achieved here.
All right. Come on then, you two. Everybody's watching.
Poor bloke. What have they done to him? To all of them.
Years of living like this in the cold. They're just wasting away.
Thousands of them. Starving.
How could anyone do this? Even him.
Keeping them starving stops them rebelling.
Surely. It's George, isn't it? George Bryan.
Colonel Dandare. But how? You were dead.
Only delayed. It's good to see you, old friend.
This must be some kind of trick.
It's really not. Now, tell me what happened.
The day the robots came.
Rotate 180 degrees. 80 degrees. Something is flying there. We need to understand what it is.
They cut through space defenses, the laser grid, the lot.
This is an act of war, and Earth will respond.
Not only will the U.S. use military force to back its own interests.
Before we could do anything, it landed in their millions. We tried to fight. We used everything we had.
This is Thunderbolt. Approaching target. Missiles away.
The President urges all free citizens to fight to the last.
They might have stood a chance, and then...
American and British troops are in action on land, sea, and...
They broadcast it everywhere, so we'd all see. Millions of robots. Lined up in a single row, stretching down the west coast of America. And then... They started marching, slowly, steadily, systematically killing everyone in their path. There were robots at the borders, robots everywhere. Destroying our aircraft, sinking our ships. No escape. People were helpless as the robots marched on towards them. When they reached Nevada, there was a nuclear bomb. It didn't stop the robots. Shielded from EMP, they were in Colorado before the rest of the world threw in the towel. We couldn't do anything else. But the robots are still there. They show us on the screens,
A great long line, Montana to New Mexico. Ready to start marching again.
So no one dares resist?
The Supreme Leader has to be obeyed.
Don't talk that way.
You don't know what it's like. How could you? Fatted, comfortable. And guest of the Supreme Leader.
It's not like that. George, I know you've been through a lot.
You don't know anything.
Are there hospitals?
There are places they take the sick. They take them apart to study their sickness and defects. At least I won't have that.
What they've done, they have to pay.
Dare. I beg of you. Leave well alone.
He's right. You'll only get more people killed.
We have to fight. Brian, you still wear the uniform.
What's left of it?
I saw it in your eyes the moment you recognized me. You want to fight back, despite what it might cost.
Dare, stop it. You're upsetting him.
Because he knows I'm right.
Let them kill me. Please.
I don't understand.
Please, Dare. I'm begging you. Take the Supreme Leader anywhere but here.
Is there something happening here?
We should leave him. Now.
Let go! What are you doing?
Digby.
I'm sorry, Brian. I'll get him out of your way.
But Digby, Brian's hiding something. There's something going on.
And we just stumbled on top of it in our enormous plus 12s and brought the Mekon right here.
You mean there's a resistance?
Don't even think it. Smile nicely for the Mekon.
What can they be planning?
We don't know. We don't ask. We get back on the aircar.
But Brian...
I'm sorry, sir. He knew what he was doing.
What? No! You let him die.
Anything else would draw attention to whatever he and the others have planned. It was the only way.
We could have helped him.
What did you learn from the specimen?
You murdered a good man.
He was no longer of use.
We all have to be useful. We must serve the common purpose.
What?
It's pointless to resist the Supreme Leader. That's what Brian showed us.
As I predicted. You heard it from one of your own, and now you believe it.
She's right, sir. We surrender or die.
Digby? No.
You still resist me. Dare? I had thought this a typical trait of your species. But now I have evidence that you are an outlier. An anomaly of no significance. Ready the aircar for flight.
We're heading north. Into the Arctic.
The human body is resilient to cold. We conducted many tests.
I'd like to see the results, Supreme Leader, if I may.
Robot, put the data on screen.
Supreme Leader.
Very interesting.
Think what he did to get those numbers.
Don't get at her. Better them than us.
Digby.
But you're right. It is getting cold. Supreme Leader, do you have any coats or blankets?
The temperature is within acceptable parameters.
Sorry, no coats for collaborators.
I bet that floating chair comes with central heating.
You need not concern yourself with my comfort.
Treens consume heat energy as meals. That's what you've got these groups working on.
You are observant, as well as... the experiments I carry out on them, the specimens build new storage chambers.
I'm sure that's fascinating, Peabody.
It is. The scale of what they're doing.
It's monstrous. Depending on millions of slaves. And for what? A little solar power.
Every sea, every ocean is used as a receptor. We placed filaments in the water. The vast energy we gather is then converted into food.
Is that how you power your robot, Supreme Leader?
The robots absorb solar energy through their armor. They have no need for further sustenance.
But then who's all this food for? I mean, there's only you. And you don't look like you need much.
Latrine. On Venus. It's a bribe.
I shall be their savior.
Savior from what? What have you done to Venus?
They did it to themselves, by rejecting me. But when they see what I offer them, the center we visited is one of 1,000 granaries where we collect the sugar solution. A magnificent gift to my people.
Speaking of food...
Digby, you can't be hungry. Not after what we just saw.
Those people can't be helped. We have to think about us.
The survival instinct. A human characteristic.
We're more than that. We're better than that.
The evidence suggests otherwise. But if you disagree, you may decline the food that is served. It can be an experiment. Robot!
Supreme Leader!
Consult the databanks on human delicacies. I want their best food served to the 3 specimens now.
Yes, Supreme Leader.
I think he's buying it.
Careful, he might still hear. I don't like doing this. The data on that screen, he's a monster.
And this is how we beat him. You're both very convincing. But Digby, why did you ask about food?
He doesn't like to watch humans eating. Says he thinks it's disgusting. Which, coming from him...
But it means we can talk. Good thinking.
I'm sorry about Brian, but he was hiding something important.
I know.
Dan, this liquid food, it could be used for something else.
Don't. Wait until he's well out of our way.
Roast dinner. Curry. Spare ribs. Cooked breakfast. Specimens will eat.
Not like you, Digby. Normally love a good feed. Well, tuck in.
I would. It's just a bit odd being watched by these robots.
Robot, your supreme leader wishes to study us eating naturally. We don't usually eat watched over by metal robots. You don't want to ruin the Supreme Leader's study, do you?
We will remain outside.
Well then. Curry, I think.
It's not right, all this. After what we saw.
We need to keep our strength up to fight him. I hate to say it, but the Mekon's not a bad cook.
I half expected to be poisoned.
He wants us alive, to see us suffer. You in particular, Dan.
Not very objective or logical.
That's just it. He's not a very objective scientist.
I think we know his experiments aren't ethical.
It's more than that. He's doing all this to get back at humanity, because we beat him before.
You mean it's all our fault?
I mean that's shaken his confidence. So he's determined to prove it was some lucky fluke, that humanity is inferior.
Then he's underestimated our potential.
I think Brian may have been protecting some kind of resistance.
It'll be a half-starved one.
That's what I was trying to say earlier. This sugar solution they make from sunlight.
That gloopy muck the tree need.
You mean assimilate? It's full of energy, like drinking rocket fuel, and you could use it in the same way.
You mean it's explosive? And Brian's resistance, they're right on top of a supply. They must be ready to take it.
They don't have the strength to take on an army of robots.
He was a brave man. And at least now... You can't really think we're better off under the Mekon.
What, me? Oh, well, you know, the prof doesn't make it sound bad, and if they lay on food like this...
I know it seems harsh at first, but if you look at it rationally... Oh, Supreme Leader, I was explaining...
I appreciate cold and rational intelligence, even in humans.
This one must be your star pupil.
Sadly, the professor is not as intelligent as she thinks.
Thank you. What?
You observe the flowers on the table. Venusian sky blooms from the tertiary cloud layer.
Very nice. Though botany isn't my subject.
Observe the ovule and what you'd call a microphone.
We knew you were listening.
So we put on a little show.
Well, I have something to show you. Observe.
That's the center we were just at.
Specimens will assemble in line. Specimen will cease oral protest.
What are you going to do? They're women and children.
The resistance. You will name those involved.
We don't know. You'd have to ask George Bryan.
You spoke for some time. He imparted information. You will share that information with me.
He didn't tell us anything. The moment we realized we'd stumbled on some plot, we left well alone.
I see.
It can't have been much of a plot. You can see the state of these people.
You cannot tell me which of the specimens are involved.
Dan.
Then you leave me no choice.
Robot, kill them all!
What?
No!
You can name individual specimens? I think you would, if the dead man had told you.
All right, yes. Please, don't...
Oh!
You're grotesque!
Professor, that won't do any good.
No words of rebuke? No fine speeches? Dare, I am disappointed. Robots, assign another work group. The construction must go on.
Yes, Supreme Leader.
They were defenseless.
They conspired against me. As did the three of you.
Because you're a monster!
You, Professor? I thought you had a superior mind.
What you just did isn't superior.
There was a problem and I dealt with it. But I will not be argued with. We must put you to work.
You're sending us to one of your centers. Your slave camps.
A different center for each of you.
What?
Each in a different biome, subject to its own environmental pressures. Which of you will die first? Get the prisoner on his feet.
Specimen will stand.
You have changed considerably. Distinctive loss of body mass. That leg is in need of repair. It must cause you considerable pain. But some humans have a very high tolerance threshold. But it is the psychological transformation that interests me. You adapted to the new conditions. The records show you are obedient and work hard. A model specimen throughout the weeks you have been at the center. Until the injury. What would your friend Peabody conclude from these readings? Should we kill you? Or can you still be useful? Speak up, Lieutenant Digby.
I wish only to serve.
She has arrived. Welcome to the Amazon, Professor Peabody.
Supreme Leader.
Professor?
Digby?
You all right?
More or less. Is Dan here too?
Afraid not.
Is he...
If he is not dead, he soon will be. But what of your immediate future? You may be seated.
Thank you, Supreme Leader.
You do not ask why you are here. You have learned obedience, respect.
Yes, Supreme Leader.
Yet I notice your eyes darting back and forth, looking for any advantage. If you had denied it, I would have killed you. But you have not truly changed. Not like Digby.
We cannot resist you, Supreme Leader.
Digby is a soldier and understands the chain of command. He is also a veteran of many conflicts, a survivor. I offered him a chance to survive, to flourish in my regime. He accepted.
You're going to work for the Mekong?
The projects he's running need administration.
You're going to run the work programs?
One of them. Maybe I can make conditions a bit easier.
This is not part of the brief.
No, Supreme Leader.
I won't help you run this nightmare. You can send me back to my slave group, or you can kill me here where I stand.
Do you think I should kill her, Digby?
No, Supreme Leader.
But if she will not be useful...
She can still have her use, and it was the agreement.
You made a deal with the Mekong?
I offered rewards if his work program reaches its targets.
I asked for you.
And he wouldn't let you have Dan.
No, and he did not request it.
I asked for you and Anastasia.
What?
Sentimental attachments. I shall allow you to choose the ship or the woman.
The ship.
What?
The logical choice. There are other, more amenable women.
One who'll understand the chain of command.
Digby, you can't mean it. You can't do this.
Exactly what I mean. People like you have always pushed me around, but I'm in charge now. And if you don't like it...
Yes? What would you do?
We don't have any choice. We surrender or die.
I would rather die.
Very well. Specimen Digby.
Yes, Supreme Leader.
If you fail to meet your targets, I will do the same to you.
All right. Are those all children?
Specimen will join work group.
Good afternoon. Is there a pickaxe going spare?
New blood work with their hands. Till someone else carks it.
Oh, thank you. I'm Dan. You got a name?
Echo. You must have annoyed someone to get sent here.
Just did 3 months' toil in the Sahara. Wasn't hard enough.
So they sent you here to die.
Actually, I thought I'd try and escape.
Robots won't stop you. The cold will.
We have to find a way to fight them.
Do what you like, but keep the rest of us out of it. Meantime, you can dig.
Don't tell me. They call it the mess house.
Because it's a mess. Stay close. Need all the warmth you can get.
Who's the foreman here?
There's only the robots. Not like that in the Sahara.
Each work group had human overseers. It was their job to make us meet our targets.
We're not building anything important here. It's just tunnels.
The Mekong might be mad as a hatter, but there's a reason for everything he does. Where do the tunnels go? What?
Old ones all talk the same way. If the robot's here, you'll not die quickly. We are made to watch. A lesson to us. Because you can't beat the Mekon. What's funny?
I beat him.
Sure.
On Venus. With the help of the Trine. His own people threw him out. That's why he's on Earth now. Your friends are interested, even if you're not. Hey, I'm Dan.
I don't believe you.
Echo, you're old enough to remember that Earth wasn't always like this. I was a pilot in the ISF. We went to Venus.
And I bet you knew Colonel Dare.
What does it say on my uniform?
Can't read.
Well, it says Dare.
This is a trick. It's a trap. If you are who you say you are, then all this is down to you anyway.
Yes, all right. The green bonds. He does have a green bonds. And we beat him before, so we can beat him again. If you're ready to help me. No easier. With a pickaxe. So...
keep working. Robot watching.
Still watching?
Moving off. But keep working. Okay.
So... what did your girls find out?
They're not my girls. Or yours.
I didn't give any orders. They volunteered. And?
You were right. These tunnels we're digging, they link up to this place at the pole, a missile base.
The robots quell all trouble on Earth. So who are the missiles for? Who does he think will attack?
I don't know.
But this is good. Anyone the Mekon thinks might be trouble must be good news for us. You could look happier.
The girls who volunteered. Not all of them got back.
Who?
Zlatinka and Meg. Zlatinka has the missing ear, and Meg was just 13.
Did the robot shoot them?
We don't know. They just disappeared. You said about where you were before and humans put in charge.
Overseas. There must be tens of thousands of them selling us all out. But you're not a big enough group here. Is that an aircraft? That's Anastasia. That's my ship.
Then they'll shoot it down. Come on, do as the robot says.
Specimens will assemble in line.
They didn't shoot at it. Which means...
I don't believe it. That's...
Specimen will be silent. Or gone.
Might have known it'd be you making trouble, Dare. Take this specimen inside. None of that. Robot, show him who's boss.
Overseer. Specimen will stand.
So you can hit me again.
Specimen will stand.
Do as you're told, or we make things nasty for your little friends out there.
All right.
Come on, into line and we shoot you right there. Get going.
You said we could fight them.
You still can. You have to.
They're going to shoot us all.
I won't keep you long. No point prolonging the agony. The one called Echo. Step forward.
No.
I have to do as he says. Here, Governor.
Good girl. Come forward. Here you are. Robot arm-mounted blaster. Heavy, isn't it? But you could still shoot me and the rest of the robots. Well?
No, Governor.
No, Governor. Not even tempted to try?
No, Governor.
Good. You survive. You're now overseer of this work group. That is, if you shoot dead.
I can't.
You're going to have to. Because then it's clear you've learned your lesson. Otherwise, we can't take the risk. Dare dies anyway. But we shoot the rest of you, too.
It's not a choice, Echo. You have to shoot me. But it's on him. It's all on him.
I know. I'm sorry.
Congratulations, Overseer. You're now one of us. Robots, get the body on my ship.
Overseer.
Governor Digby, did you bring my prize?
On the hover sled, if you want to look. Supreme Leader.
Robots, check the sled. A full scan.
No respiration. No brain activity.
Dead as a door knocker. I did all right then.
Did it cost you to give that order? I shall want a full psychological profile.
As you wish, Exalted One.
Then, any program you ask for, it is yours.
Supreme Leader, I asked before if I could... if it's not any trouble, of course.
How predictably human. Bring Dare. I have a place for him in my collection. The treasures of Earth, and my trophies of conquest. Your world's former leaders, your best scientists.
And this bunch of treen?
A delegation from Venus, hoping to negotiate. This human, I think you know.
Sir Hubert, and here's our Professor Peabody. You can reverse the freezing process, let her out.
In exchange for Dare. Robot, ready the cubicle.
Yes, Supreme Leader.
You seem anxious, Governor. You think I might add you to my collection? Perhaps I will, in time. For the moment, Dare suffices. Perfectly captured in death.
Don't count on it.
Specimen will desist.
Robot! Back off or I'll break the Mekon's neck.
Do as he commands!
Yes, Supreme Leader.
Good work, Dan. How's the head?
Sore, so let's get on with it. Can you revive the others?
Controls seem pretty logical.
Wake the Treen as well. We could do with their help.
And the world leaders?
No, they'd only get under our feet. Sir Hubert, Professor, how are you feeling?
Dare, I thought you were lost.
I thought we all were. You.
Now, Professor, this was all Digby's plan.
He had me shot!
Better than having you sent back to your slave camp. I heard the Mekon kept trophies on ice. You were never in danger.
We'll discuss that later. Dan, the state of you.
Got a bit roughed up. And he shot me, too.
What?
Well, we had to convince his green nibs that I'd switch sides.
But Dare... how did you find us?
That was the professor's idea.
Mine?
You said the teleport could put us in cryo-sleep that looked as good as death. So I knew I needed anesthesia if we were ever to get inside here and rescue the chief.
And it worked? The process could have killed him.
What? But you said...
We don't have time now. The Trina coming round.
Should we make them put their hands up?
Sir, they were prisoners too. They're no friends of the Mekon. Isn't that right?
We should prefer he was our prisoner.
What do you think, sir?
Yes. A show of good faith between our two peoples. United against this grotesque creature.
All right. You keep tight hold of him.
Dan, they're reaching for their guns.
Get out of here! Go!
Kill them! Kill them!
Yeah! Go! Brilliant, Digby.
If he can freeze people for his collection, it can freeze the air.
Kill them! Destroy them!
That ice wall won't hold them long. Come on.
So, the Mekon froze his own bodyguards just in case anyone broke in on his treasure house?
Yes, sir. Please keep up.
Launch in 10, 9. Oh, what the hell?
Ah, that won't do our engines any good.
Rather that than let them shoot us down.
Are we away?
I think so, for the moment.
Good show. But what's our next move?
Getting out of there was as far as we'd got, Sir Hubert. Either way, you're a hero, Digby.
I don't know about that. To become a governor in the first place, I had to do things no one would be proud of.
You did what was necessary, so we can start the fight back against that green monster.
The first thing is to free the other human slaves.
But how? They're all at the mercy of those robots in America. How do we stop them?
Well, Professor, as it happens, I've an idea about that.
What is the delay?
No delay.
Specimens will continue working.
That was close.
Dad!
Hello, Echo.
But how did they... I killed you.
Can we get inside, please? It's freezing.
You.
He's a friend. I can explain when we're down in the tunnels.
Why did you come back?
For you. For all of you.
You're going to help us bash the Mekon.
Almost at the end of the tunnel. Defense screens just ahead.
If you say so. Still can't see a thing.
Here it is. Digby, can you shut this off?
Easy enough, but the moment I do...
The robots know we're here.
We're ready, old one. I mean, sir...
You stay low. You follow our lead.
Sir.
None of you have to do this.
It's our fight too, sir.
Well then, Digby.
Sir.
Come on, let's go!
I should be with them.
You've got another job.
We should have heard something by now. The robot on duty at the gate.
He's conflicted. Programmed not to leave his post. But when the danger is behind him...
He's turning round. Go!
Good work! Aim for the neck! Where the armor doesn't reach!
We know! Get down!
Right. Missiles are all down there, so back this way.
But shouldn't we...
We start shooting round that lot, we all go up. So back this way, and let the robots come after us. Leave it clear for the other two.
The Supreme Leader commands all specimens must be destroyed.
Hear that? The Mekon knows we're here.
Then we best get a move on. The stairs.
How do you know this is right?
I'm guessing. Do you know the code for the door?
Wait a sec. I guess.
Come on.
Wait, there's no way through.
Well, we can't go back.
They hem us in here, we're done for.
think we might not have the choice, sir.
There's hundreds of them.
Tezzeline must die.
This is it.
Specimens in unauthorized area. Specimens will leave.
Thank you. Look for missile control.
The screen. Digby and the others.
We can't help them now.
Wait.
Dan! I need missile control!
Ah! Sir Hubert!
Don't mind me! Keep firing!
I think I might be out of juice.
And me!
All right. We surrender!
No!
We don't have any choice.
But they don't take prisoners!
Specimens will assemble in line.
What's the point of that?
Confirmed. Destroy the prisoners where they stand.
What are you waiting for? Hello? Robot? Professor, you did it!
Hold on, we're not out of the woods yet.
But you stopped the robots.
Only the ones in the missile base. Cut the control signal from the master satellite.
The line of robots in America. It's moving.
Then we have to destroy the master satellite.
Which is exactly what we're doing in 3, 2, 1. Second wave of rockets in 3, 2, 1.
Aren't the first lot enough?
We're not taking any chances.
Oh dear, looks like we're going to have company.
What are they? More robots?
Anti-ballistic drones. I'll take care of them.
First wave coming up on the satellite.
Get it on the main screen.
Look at the size of it, it's massive.
Not for long.
They failed. What happened to them?
They swerved off course. Deflected.
The second wave. I can detonate them just as they get close. Dan, where's he gone?
Do it anyway. I'll go after him.
Missile lock on drones. Firing.
Dare? Dare.
There's only one way to be sure, sir.
You take up a Treen fighter, crash it right into the satellite. Should be me.
You're wounded. This is going to need precise flying.
I could order you not to go.
You could.
Your dad would be proud of you, Colonel.
Goodbye, sir.
Godspeed.
If we fired everything, all the missiles here at once, something might get through.
What's that on the screen?
A spacecraft. Heading for the satellite.
We could shoot it down.
Don't! It's Dan.
What? He'll never make it to the satellite.
He's doing what has to be done.
You mean he's going to... No! No! Echo, get him on the comm.
You won't change his mind. He knows what he's doing.
He doesn't have to die. There's another way.
I'm not getting any response. Keep trying.
What do you mean, another way?
We have to reach him. Digby, with me.
All right, I've turned the comm back on because there's something I want to say. Not much time. Got the satellite in sight. Definitely some kind of deflection field, but I can hold her on course.
Dare, listen.
No time, Sir Hubert. Could you put Echo on?
Colonel Dare?
Look, I'm not one for making speeches. There's no trick to it this time, Echo. You'll have to get on without me. Whatever you've done to survive, whatever any of you did, well, that will all be in the past now. Move on. Rebuild. Get Earth back on her feet again.
But Dare...
You're a good kid. Or you will be.
Will you shut up for a second? There's a ship directly behind you.
What? Where?
Patching you through.
You didn't think we'd let you take all the glory.
Digby? Get out of here.
Don't be daft. We've got your back. Me and the Professor.
Hello, Dan.
Turn back right now. When I smash that thing, there'll be one hell of an explosion.
You don't need to smash it. You just need to get close.
You Easier said than done. The deflection field is playing havoc with my systems. Need to go at it full speed.
You'll break apart before you get there. For once in your life, you bloody won't do as you're told.
Anything for you, Peabody.
You go slow. You get as close as you can.
Still really doesn't like it.
It will still break up your ship.
Say again? Peabody, repeat your last instruction.
What's happening?
The deflection shield is breaking up the signal.
The Mekon!
You are completely surrounded.
No!
My chair has shielding, too. You surrender or die. That is the lesson that Dare is about to learn.
Bit busy at the moment. Gotta keep her straight.
You have to eject! Eject!
Now, without getting closer.
His ship's not half shaking about.
Dan, you have to stop!
We only make progress if we really push the aircraft. Dad used to tell me that.
And I'll be damned before I forget it. Argh.
What's that? What's happening?
System's not responding. Auxiliary's failing.
These fighters to last.
You listen to me, bloody idiot.
Nose cone is fractured. I think this is it.
But...
it's gone.
And did he... was he able to...
There wasn't time to eject.
There was if you were quick about it.
Dan! You're all right.
Spacesuit's a bit cooked, but I think so, yes.
I can't see him out there.
And neither can the satellite systems. He can still get through.
Suit thrusters don't seem to be working.
I'll have to go after him.
We can't get close without losing the ship.
But Dan's out...
Shh! I'm trying to think.
Hold on. One thruster responding. Okay, let's give this a go.
The other ship just sits there.
They can't get any closer to your satellite. They'd be destroyed as well.
They're mourning Colonel Dare.
The correct psychological response would be to try and avenge him. They are plotting something. Why do they not share their plot with you?
The deflection field affects our communications.
Let me see the control. Girl, I can make your death excruciating.
Do as he says.
All right, but you're too late.
You turned off communication. Intelligent.
And join up the cables.
All right, done.
Dare is alive?
Then the next thing is the energy filter.
No!
Remind me what that is again?
Robot, relay my order. Destroy the satellite.
You'll lose control of your robot.
Kill all humans you encounter.
Stop him! We have to stop him!
The Supreme Leader commands. All residents must be destroyed.
Echo. Get behind me.
It won't make any difference.
It's the principle of the thing.
Done it. I've done it.
The robots. They're not responding.
Now for the deflection shield itself. And then we can come get you. Good work.
What a difference a week makes. They've already cut the grass.
Still feels weird that we landed a spaceship in Parliament Square.
Don't tell anyone. We might still get a ticket.
Colonel Dare!
Echo, you were very impressive.
You didn't stay for the whole debate.
Nah, it's too nice a day to be stuck indoors. And politics isn't really my thing. But you seem to enjoy getting stuck in.
Why should we just hand things back to the old ones who were in charge before?
Because they were elected. You missed a valiant speech by the Prime Minister, Dare. He wants a general amnesty. Governors, overseers, everyone who worked for the Mekon.
That's easy for him. He was on ICE for 10 years, part of the Mekon's collection. He didn't see what it was like. Those people should be punished. In other countries they are.
You were an overseer, weren't you?
Yes, but...
You didn't have any choice. Well, who did? All that matters now is that we get back on our feet, and for that we need everyone chipping in.
Have they agreed a plan?
Oh, there's plenty to get going. Building programs, food programs, health and welfare schemes.
What about space, sir? We ought to be back out there.
And we will be, Dan. Believe me.
In the meantime, the Mekon gets clean away.
Oh no, look, robots!
They've been reprogrammed. Good for sweeping the streets.
Seemed a pity to scrap them, when they could be useful in the rebuilding. Now, I promised this young lady lunch.
I'm not a lady.
They've reopened the place at the top of the portrait gallery, with the view. Care to join us?
If you're buying, sir.
You all right, Dan?
Still trying to take it all in. We're home, and yet...
It's different. The people we lost. Your father.
Oh, he's just one of a billion.
We owe it to them to live.
I suppose. Where do we even start?
This place Sir Hubert's taking us. Do you think it does ice cream?
Now that, Peabody, is a very good question.
I could murder a raspberry ripple.
Always been partial to a rocket myself.
In Dan Dare, Reign of the Robots, dramatized for radio by Simon Guerrier, Dan Dare was Ed Stoppard, Digby, Jeff McGiven, and Professor Peabody, Hayda Reed. The Mekon was Raad Rawi, Sir Hubert, Michael Cochran, Eco, Amy Humphreys, George Bryan, Dean Harris, and the onboard computer, Diane Weller. Other roles were played by members of the cast. Sound design and post-production, Wilfredo Acosta. Original music, Imran Ahmad. Series script editor, Colin Brake. The executive producer was Simon Moorhead. Dan Dare, Reign of the Robots, was produced and directed by Andrew Mark Sewell and was a B7 production.